The sun is out longer during these warm summer months, and protecting your eyes becomes more and more important. Hi, this is Bill Bartee from the Carolina Outdoors saying stop on by to check out the Costa Del Mar and Maui Jim sunglass selection available at Jesse Brown's. We've got all shapes and sizes for you and all of your shapes and sizes available at Jesse Brown's. So stop by the Sharon Corner Shopping Center. We'll be there.
All right, Bill, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and you know how it is in the wintertime when all the people from Canada head for Florida and things?
Yes, sir.
Payback. It's hot and muggy here. Let's go to Canada and cool off, eh?
Say no more. I'm going with you. We're going to go to Algonquin. We're going to go to the first provincial park in Ontario, Canada, where nature, culture, and recreation all meet in one of the largest provincial parks in the whole Canadian system. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the Carolina Outdoors is going international as we break down state boundaries and even nation boundaries right now. We're going to head up to Algonquin Outfitters, and Randy Mitson's going to join us right now so we can learn a little bit about the weather, the wildlife, and the water of Algonquin. Randy, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thanks again for having me on the podcast. It's great to be here.
Now, it's the end of July. Give us the weather report and make us envious.
Well, it's not exactly hot and muggy here, but we definitely get some warm weather in the summertime. It's beautiful temperatures out, sunny blue sky today here, perfect weather.
Fantastic. Well, Randy, as you're speaking to us here in Charlotte, Don Yeager right there, Bill Bartee, we're the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors. We are in Charlotte, North Carolina, conveniently located between two man-made lakes. We have Lake Norman just to the north of us, Lake Wylie just to the south of us, several other man-made lakes around in our area as well. But tell us about Algonquin and how that is different, that provincial park where you work, how it's different, how the lakes are different than what we know down here.
Well, here in Canada, we've hired a crew of beavers to make beaver lakes here instead. it's very central Ontario's very wilderness. Algonquin Park is a very, very large area. We get a lot of visitors from all over the world coming here. And one thing that we've done to try to put it in perspective how large it actually is we put Algonquin Park in the list of all the countries in the world, and it's bigger than about a third of the countries in the world. It's almost the same size as the island of Jamaica.
I've had the opportunity to go up there and be on a trip with Algonquin Outfitters, and we're going to talk about the canoe trails, if you will, that are available there in the park. But talk to us about the size of those lakes and also the surroundings of them, because there's no motorboats traveling up there. There's no homes or development along the shores. It is naked, if you will, except for that got Don's attention, except for what God put there. So talk to us a little bit about what is there on these great, big, large natural lakes.
Hey, Don, we definitely do have some people that come and explore the backcountry of Algonquin Park, and they like to do it naked. That does happen.
I'll bet the mosquitoes look forward to that.
Randy, you said you weren't going to tell about my trip up there, but anyway.
No one to offend, right?
TJ just walked out of the studio, too. It's radio.
I saw it on the radio, and that image is stuck in my mind forever.
So Algonquin Park only has one highway running through it, which is just a little two-lane highway. And then from there, there's lots of soft adventures that you can access. So there's a visitor center and a museum. There's actually an art gallery here, too, because a lot of people love to come to Algonquin Park and paint and that. And then we have some drive-in campgrounds and hiking trails and that. But the true beauty of Algonquin Park is what we consider the backcountry. And in the backcountry, there are no roads, there are no homes, there is, no restaurants or anything like that. You bring everything with you that you need to survive for the time that you're there. And you travel mostly by canoe. So Algonquin Park has just a plentitude of rivers and streams and lakes, large ones and small ones. And the routes that you travel are you paddle across the lake or down the river, and then you portage from one lake to the other. By portaging, what you do is you take your backpack, put it on your back, lift your canoe above your head, and you carry your canoe and your backpack over to the next lake. And that's how you navigate. The nice thing is the Algonquin Park is so large, and there's so many trails in the park and that you literally can spend a lifetime coming to the park and exploring them and never really have to travel the same route twice.
Now, here we are ending up the end of July. August is right around the corner. What is the season, the proper season to enjoy the Algonquin Provincial Park up there? And by that, I mean not just weather, but also black flies, mosquitoes, fishing. Yeah. When is the season to come do a canoe trip up there in the park?
Yeah, so we go over all this on our website at AlgonquinOutfitters.com. We try to educate people about the opportunities and when they should be considering to come and that. We are open 12 months of the year, so we do operate right through the winter and everything else. I actually had a customer last week that came up and they thought that we would still have snow, and we definitely don't have snow in the summertime. So basically, let's start in the spring. So spring starts here usually late April. It was delayed a little bit this year, so it was about 2 weeks late by the time the ice was off the lakes and that. We do freeze over in the wintertime. But the fishing season is amazing in the spring, and a lot of people come up, and as soon as the ice is off the lake, they're out fishing and that. It is a great time to come to Algonquin Park if you're prepared for the weather. You know, the water can definitely be very cold, and we encourage people to take all the precautions if they're out on the water in the spring, especially wearing their life jacket. And we actually have a contest on right now to encourage people to be safe out on the water all season long, where if they take a picture of themselves or their friends wearing their life jacket, and it doesn't have to be on a canoe trip in Algonquin Park. It can actually just be, we actually had somebody submit one. He was sitting at his desk editing a whitewater video, and he had his life jacket on. That definitely qualifies for an entry. And we have some great prizes, including an all-inclusive trip in Algonquin Park. So you just have to get here to Algonquin Park, and then we pay for everything else for you. But springtime is definitely a time that you should consider. Right after the opening season, we do have a black fly season that usually lasts 2 to 3 weeks. So most people try to avoid that because the black flies are pretty nasty. And then we get into summer, which we're in right now. So people love coming in the summertime. The park is really, really busy in the summertime, and you have to plan ahead. Book your park passes, 3 to 4 months in advance if you want to come in the summer, because everybody has the same idea. And then we get into fall. So after our Canadian Thanksgiving in October, the park tends to really slow down. There's less people here. There's definitely less people staying over in the backcountry and that. So I tend to say that the fall and the winter, the park is yours. In the summertime, the park is everybody's because everybody wants to come. But if you really want to feel the solitude and the beauty in that off season after the first couple of weeks in October is just beautiful.
Well, you need to put it in perspective too, because when you take jet skis and motorboats out of the equation, it's really easy to escape in a canoe. And we're talking to Randy Mitson from Algonquin Outfitters about Algonquin Provincial Park up in Ontario, Canada. That's right. The outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's have gone international. And Randy, talk to us a little bit about the Algonquin Outfitters, because many of our listeners may be going, why are those outdoor guys in the Carolinas talking about this this provincial park, and how am I ever going to go there? But as you mentioned, people from around the world come up there and paddle these canoe trails. That's where Algonquin Outfitters comes into play, because you do everything. You will help us plan our own trip. You have the canoes. Yep. You have the gear. Talk to us about the families, the youth groups, the individuals, the adventurers who come up there, and how you help them plan out their own canoe paddle.
Yeah. So we see kind of two different clientels. First off, our lovely friends from south of the border, you guys love coming to Algonquin Park. There's a lot of history with people coming here. Many, many years ago, doctors used to prescribe going to Algonquin Park for the clean air and the clean water, and for a healthy lifestyle. So, it was kind of for the rich and famous. A lot of people traveled by trains and stayed at these resorts, not on the edge of Algonquin Park. And that's really kind of changed since we've been around. So we've been around since 1961. And a lot of people from the States come up here, and they quite often will bring their own gear or bring their own canoes. We actually have quite a few scout groups from the States that come up, and they love, you know, they'll bring a bus with a load of canoes behind them. But you don't have to do that if you don't want to. So if you don't have the gear, you literally can show up on our doorstep after you've made a reservation, and we can provide everything for you. And that kind of comes with our international traffic, too. So if you're traveling from Europe to Canada, you're probably not going to bring a canoe with you. That would be quite an interesting check on the plane. So we provide everything. So you can literally show up with the clothes in your back and a credit card. And we actually had a UK airline pilot do that once. He actually didn't make a reservation. He just showed up on our doorstep one day. We do recommend that you make a reservation ahead of time, and you can do that up to 4 months in advance, or even longer than that if you want to. But he literally showed up. He flew from Europe to Toronto, hailed a cab in Toronto, and took a cab for the 2.5-hour ride up to our doorstep, and basically showed up and went, I want to go on a canoe trip. Here's my credit card. And he ended up on a 5-day canoe trip with me and a bunch of other guys. And we provided everything. We provided him with, you know, all the camping gear, the canoe, all the paddling gear, all the safety equipment, you know, plus all of the food to go along on the trip and everything, and expert guide service to help him out with that, too.
Yeah, I think that last part's probably the most important, some expert guide service. You can go here, you can go there, the portage is this hard here or this easy there. It makes it a wonderful trip to have that expert advice. And to acquire that, just head on over to AlgonquinOutfitters.com for more information. And, of course, you can find out about the Safe Paddling Contest there. You might win a trip. Randy Mitson from Algonquin Outfitters, thank you so much again for joining the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors. Also, we got to thank Sampson Parker Jr., the North Carolina Wildlife Officer for Mecklenburg County. He joined us to let us know what's happening here at the end of the summertime and what he's preparing for as we get ready for fall, believe it or not. Also, thanks to Wes Lawson, fitting footwear at Jesse Brown's. For TJ Boggs and Don Yeager, this is Bill Barty saying get outdoors, pick up your trash, and we'll see you next weekend right here on the Carolina Outdoors.